This is Mind Your Body, a dance movement therapy perspective on the integration of our emotional, cognitive, physical, and spiritual aspects of our being into one more aware and whole existence. I am here today with Sarah Hedo, my top level embodiment coach. And I wanted to do a little interview with Sarah about the amazing work that we are doing with our clients who have experienced past trauma, who are storing it in their bodies and are just wanting a way to release that trauma so that they can really enjoy and thrive in their romantic relationships with their partner. And Sarah has been doing this amazing work for my team for the last 6 months. And so I figured now's a good time to have a conversation and share it with the world. A little bit about Sarah. Sarah is a dance movement psychotherapist based in the UK, and she has worked with nearly 1,000 clients across the globe and has had over 11 years of experience helping people release trauma from deep within their bodies. And at this point, I'm going to hand it over to you, Sarah, so that you can just tell us a little bit about what drew you to this work, because you reached out to me a couple of times before you actually joined my team and came on board. So what is it about you and your story that really drew you to this work?
I did come and find you. That's after kind of seeing you come to the platform and bring dance movement therapy to the highlighting it in such a powerful way, and your videos would inspire me. And I thought, and someone actually, another DMP from the UK, said, "Have you seen this American?" And I was just like, "No." So I sort of, and you had shorter hair, and so it shows how long ago this was, and then the actual time it was like, "Hey, I know that you were recruited last year, but are you recruiting now?" And I did the video you said film about your work, and I did it in one take because I just thought I have to be human. That's another quality in sort of inspiring women to sort of know that we're human and we are authentic in our emotions. And I just filmed it and pressed send.
Yeah, that video is so authentic and so grounded. It was just the energy that came from you in that video. I was like, I have to interview her, because that is the essence of what our clients strive to be, is this authentic, almost like gracefully being in your body versus like the frozen disconnectedness that our clients often come with before they do the work with us.
Yeah. And being in our body is just so important. And I feel like I've lived that lesson. I've learned that. And through my own experience of, starting as a young dancer and thinking about, what it looked like aesthetically and how to move. And only after having a life-changing experience did I actually begin the journey to actually feel my body. So not listening to my body led me to not listen to the pain that I was experiencing in my lower part of my body, which was excruciating pain, and hadn't gone to the hospital and said, it's really painful. And they dismissed it as I was dismissing my pain and not really noticing. And it was like, oh, it'd be fine. And then knowing, always putting others ahead of me, always trying to do what everybody else wanted me to do, the shoulds. I should be this dancer. I should perform in this way. I should behave in this way. And I was committed to doing another person's performance. I was a dancer in her performance. And I just knew that I'd I've been selected as a first year, I've been selected by a third year to do a piece. And that was a real high, like that was really unheard of. So I had to be there. I had to be available. I forgot to forget about the pain. Pain doesn't matter. Dismiss that. But that kind of sums up the story before then, dismissing and not valuing myself enough to even notice that there was this pain. And so I was the next minute, after been to hospital three times, that I was there on stage and my appendix burst. Not to go into too much gory detail, but it wasn't pleasant that those weeks that followed. It was incredibly dangerous and so bad that they just never seen anything like it, because it was just so poisonous. It was poison that was coming from my body. And I just thought, wow, this is the poison that was just within me. And it was, I had septicemia, and which is poison of the blood. And I was put on a life support machine. You know, this couldn't have been a bigger sign from my body than to say, you need to listen. You need to kind of stop hurting your body and listen and start taking care.
It was a life or death choice at that point.
Death choice. It was, you know, how much, probably, I think it was like below 20% chance of survival.
Yeah.
It was pretty big. And that shifted, that kind of, as I think with these experiences, that I feel that when we work with women that come in this program, it is literally that moment of taking that step to do this work can just shift where you're going. And that comes from a client, one of the clients that we've worked with. She was just like, I'm here and this work has kind of changed my pathway, just this little bit here, and taken me on a brand new path that is going to give me so much more worth and confidence. And that experience led me to, I danced differently. I moved in my body differently. And it was just for the first time, okay, my body gave me a sign to feel. I couldn't ignore what I was feeling, but it definitely snapped something within my body. It released something in my body that was necessary to come, and led me on the journey to discover embodiment, you know, that connection with your body and the relationship that your mind and body needs to have together to feel whole and to feel in charge of your self-worth.
Yeah, and I feel like this is so important to bring up, this life or death. Okay, it's actually life or death to now make the choice to release this trauma from my body and to start living healthily in my body, you know, not physically, although that is important too, but emotionally, because that is really, I say, like, unfortunately, that is where many of our clients are at by the time they come to work with us, because they've been in years of talk therapy. They've tried the EMDR. They've tried kind of the fancy, almost fancy modalities. Mm. And they're exhausted by the time they come to us. And not just exhausted, but a lot of people have this, you know, the pain in their bodies, the actual medical conditions that, you know, I can't claim come from trauma, but they tell me, they're like, I know this is related to my trauma because there is no other explanation. And it's like going back to the word fancy, what we do is so powerful and so profound and life-changing. And at the same time, it's simple.
Yes.
It's hard to do, because when trauma is stored in your body and you've escaped your body your entire life, it's hard, and you don't know how to do it on your own, and you actually need that therapeutic supportive relationship to help you get back in your body. But once you get it, it's simple. Have you found that with our clients, like
yeah.
the city of it in a way.
Yeah. And it's that it is, it's when they first experience that feeling of like what it truly feels to be connected to your body and connect and staying with your body, you know, often, you know, the nervous system is telling it, you know, to kind of not feel that, just shut it down, just run away from it. And then in this relationship, in the therapeutic relationship that we form with our clients, they feel safe to be in present with that emotion. And then they feel it and they experience it. And they, and one client was just in such shock. She was like, wow, you know, it was just, she just felt alive for the first time. She said, I feel alive. And I kind of think about my first experience of doing body work right after my operations and saying to a person who I've been moving with for a week, it was intense week of moving with a colleague that had worked with Anna Hartprin. And I said, how do I hold this feeling? How do I keep hold of it? How do I keep, you know, you just want to, she was like, you just continue this process. You just stay with your body. Even if you kind of forget or you get distracted or you get busy, because that's what happens, isn't it? Like life gets busy and we get drawn into so much, but we always need to come fundamental. The simple thing that they realize is that I need to just come back to my body. Like, yes, yeah. come home, connect to your body and feel your body. And that's what I think most of the, you know, all the clients that I've worked with remember.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'd love to bring this now to relationships. You know, we've talked about first and foremost, right? The priority is myself, you know, as a person, not me, but like the self who is experienced trauma, who's holding all these years of trauma more and more and more pushed down in the body and carrying all of this every day. Yes, first and foremost, the self needs to, each person needs to release that trauma and come into a safe place in their bodies. And then there's the relationship. Right? There's the relationship that each client is working on with their partner. Mm-hmm. And before we get into the work with that, with the clients, if you wouldn't mind sharing, like, what's first of all your experience in that journey yourself of coming from traumatic relationships to going through this whole process of healing trauma in your body and the things that you've, yeah, the journey that you've traveled to be in the healthier relationships now with your partner and your child.
Yeah, I think definitely the boundary in a relationship is really important, that mutually you come to that decision of just appreciating each other in that way, that they have their story, their trauma, their understanding of their own body, and I have mine. How do we meet in the middle so that we can really love each other in that way that's respectful of one another, that kind of allows us to love each other and let that love come in between us, but also know that we are responsible in our own bodies. And that kind of is real. Those are the boundaries. Those are boundaries that are fundamental to being building the foundation to a really healthy relationship. You know, respecting each other's space and understanding everyone, each other's worth, and knowing that within you what my worth is makes me see that worth in another person. Like, that's that individual kind of space. You know, I have my relationship with my son. You know, he's his own character. He's in his own space and his own body. His body belongs to him. My body belongs to me. And I give him space to be playful and independent and individual and be himself. At the same time, by him being safe in his body and me being safe in my body, there is that connection and that relationship to come together. And that's the same in my relation, my loving part with my partner. That space of boundaries just kind of makes it safe, knowing that we can come together and really notice the detail of one another. You know, when we're always so busy and kind of really hectic, we miss each other.
Mm-hmm.
Miss the spots. But when you slow down in your body, you slow down in your environment. You might notice, I noticed more so of my partner's sad or happy, and tune into those details and really notice them. And yeah, notice the detail. I think that's the key in being able to build those relationships. But if we're kind of busy in this self and kind of don't have that healthy relationship with our own body and the relationship with ourselves, we can't see it in other relationships.
Right. How could you, if you're confused about your own feelings, and which is, it's nobody's fault when you are still holding trauma into your body. It's just that the brain and the body and the nervous system are pushing all sorts of fear on you, and it makes things confusing. And I don't understand my emotions. And how could you understand anyone else's? How could you really step into empathizing and being there for your partner? And I think also what you're speaking of is really empowering, because you're speaking of like, I own my body and mm-hmm. I'm responsible for like this, right? This part of the relationship. Whereas, you know, when we've experienced trauma, it's not like that. It's this person is hurting me. This person left me. And it's like, there's no empowerment, and it's all of like, this is happening to me and I'm the victim of this abuse, which is an absolutely true story when you've been through that trauma. Mm-hmm. Although the problem is when it's still stored in your body and now you're in this healthy, loving relationship, it's hard to take that ownership back. So it feels like everything is just still happening to you, and you can't control it, and it makes you blame and nitpick and pick fights and just really trying to give the nervous system what it's used to, which is drama and trauma and not feeling safe in something that's calm and healthy and amazing. And that's what makes our clients push people away when, you know, before they do this work with us.
Yeah, completely. Yeah. And you say those words, that empathy for ourselves, that empowering feeling within ourselves to then, and by shifting the trauma, by knowing your own movement and body patterns in that, in knowing your own story. I think that's something we did with a client group yesterday. It's like, know your own story. So you kind of feel in ownership of it so that you know it's, when you might be kind of triggered in your relationship, you know, in knowing, is that what my partner is actually doing to me right now? Are you actually hurting me? Or is that kind of relating to a feeling that I've got from my trauma, and kind of knowing the difference? And you can only know the difference if you know your own story and you know your body. And that's kind of what the intention of working with our bodies is doing ultimately, is kind of,
can you give us an example?
From a client's perspective?
Yeah. From a client who's done the program, who's gone through that transformation themselves.
I'm thinking slowly, like I've had so many, which
is a great thing.
Amazing.
How do you pick just one?
It's just sometimes impossible.
I think what you're speaking of is, you know, that habit of pushing away the love and then like what, you know, even if you could show us with your body as an example.
Yeah, they're just a client. And it's a client that I saw right at the beginning of working with you, actually. And it was this, you know, because you can get into that place where you just go, right, I can't let anyone in. I can't trust it.
For people who are only listening, it looks like you're creating a wall with your hands all around you.
All around me, yeah. There's this wall all around me.
Does she do that? Like, does she actually do that in movement and showing you what it's like? Yeah.
And when I think of her and the work that we did together, that's the movement that I would do to explore what it feels like to create that real wall around her. And it was a thick wall, you know. Sometimes it was I think there was one time it was described where it was like thick wire, you know, with the spikes that you'd get on where you can't cross over a field and you know, it was
really hard to get through.
It was hard to get through, and I was just, and she just didn't want to break that down, but knowing that that wall was there because of the trauma she'd experienced and felt, and why it was up there, because she couldn't trust anyone else, and ultimately she couldn't trust herself at that point. And even just letting her husband touch her or help her out if she needed it, you know, we're kind of in that place where, like, if it will be in that place where, you know, even if you want to be the most independent woman in the world, and or sometimes you need to kind of, you do need that help. And she really struggled to do that because she was let down so much in her previous life. Like, no one had, most people had let her down. But her husband wasn't letting her down. Her husband loved her so much and loves her so much. And her past trauma was causing her to sort of block that off. So everybody was in line to be blocked. And over time, just softening through movement in her body, kind of shifting that wall with working through it, working through the trauma, what that felt like to just kind of move with that wall, kind of break that down, not break it down. Well, sometimes there was moments where we would just kind of like take anything that we could, just kind of, you know, what was needed to kind of break that down, a chainsaw, you know, what was it, you know, there was sometimes times that we would, you know, but actually the movement that kind of eventually allowed it to open up for her was fluid, flowing, indirect movement. You can see if I'm just kind of gently pushing aside in front of me, around me. And it was her being vulnerable. It was really tough for her to be vulnerable. And like, we explore that with all the clients, is that, you know, we get that courage and bravery when we're vulnerable. You know, it's a brave thing to be vulnerable. And one session she came down and she said, we came on a call and she said, my husband, you know, was next to me on the bed, and I actually initiated touch. I initiated to hold his hand. And just let him touch me, like hold my hand, like that touch together, that connection. And she said it was just, it was okay. It was amazing.
Wow, that was huge for her.
Huge.
Right, it was after that barbed wire, right?
Yeah, to go from a barbed wire wall around you to then being able to allow her husband to hold her hand and have some intimacy and connection with each other was just huge.
Not just allowing it, but initiating it. I mean, the risk of rejection when you've been so rejected in your life and so hurt, what you're just, I come back to the word simple, like what you're describing is simple, right? I reached out my hand to my husband, but like that is everything when you've been so hurt and when you have a nervous system, or you have had a nervous system all of your life, that's like, this is life or death, to put my hand out, to risk more hurt, to be vulnerable, to open up, to let that down that wall.
Yeah.
And she was able to do that with your, you know, the work that you did together.
Yeah, it was amazing. And it was amazing to sort of have that experience with, like, really early on in this program. And it was just such a powerful moment. And as you said, yeah, simple, but powerful. And it is about sometimes, it is about recognizing the simple, recognizing that you can have this language in your body that enables you to form loving relationships, but is knowing what that language is in your body, knowing that she could feel safe in her body and just to gently, because we've been doing gentle movement and we'd been really soft with this barbed wire. She was now kind of being able to put that into action in actual real life experience. Like even just the way that she would have kind of like next to him on the bed, you know, it wasn't just kind of like, I'm going to hold my hands tight and I'm just now going to sort of, you know, she was gently
in
just
a real shift in their relationship. Yeah, like a real life shift. And I think that is what's so powerful about our work, that that these other modalities that I mentioned earlier, they just don't offer this movement piece. Like we are the only approach that's actually doing that, where you in the moment in session are helping her body and all of our clients' bodies learn physically these new behaviors, because this trauma is not only stored in our nervous system, it's stored in our physical body, it's stored in our muscles. It's like when you learn to ride a bike, you know, when you're first learning, you have to really think about it and what do I do, and you have to train your body to learn. But you can, you know, once you learn, you can get back on that bike, even after years of not riding a bike, and your body knows what to do. And it's the same thing with storing trauma in your physical body. Is like your body automatically reacts, right? She automatically built that wall around her. As much as she wanted to let that down and wanted to reach her hand out before she was actually able to get to that place, we can't fake it. We can't convince our bodies to have a different pattern after all of these years. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like what you did was, and what we, you know, in what we actually do in this work is in the session before they even become it in their real life, they become this new evolved self with these new healthier patterns in session.
Yeah.
Instead of that struggle of what so many of our clients struggle with in, you know, in solo therapy or in even couples therapy, of like, I'm going to say this differently next time, right? The next time my partner expresses frustration with me, I'm not going to walk home on the street in the middle of the night because I had such a reaction to escape. I'm actually going to stay present and talk about it and navigate that nicely. Instead of having that idea, we actually help them become that.
Yeah.
So that when that situation happens, it doesn't all go out the window. They can actually do it.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Because the process to just get to that point is huge. You know, she listened to her body. She felt and trusted that she could go and do that intimate gesture. You know, she trusted her body that that's okay. She felt safe enough to do that. And that's because it had been you know, she'd been working through it with this in the session and given her a new pattern to follow that wasn't the old pattern, which was attached to the trauma. It was a new pattern that she could follow. And she just really completely trusted herself fully to know that she can do that. And it was okay to do that.
Mm.
And then, you know, what followed was a connection and seeing her husband differently. That was just
amazing, right? Not seeing him as the abuser that he wasn't, but that she had in the past. I think I know who you're talking about. So now I'm putting my own, like, yeah, I know who you're talking about, and it's been amazing. I just want to shift for a little bit to the group work aspect of this too, because we've been talking about like the self as an individual and the self in the romantic relationship, and I just have this strong urge in my body now to be like, but let's just touch a little bit on the group work, because it is so powerful to do this trauma healing work in a group of, you know, we work with women in a group of women who are going through very similar thing, who have been through very similar things and healing together. And I would just love to hear kind of openly your, what have you seen? Like what kind of shifts and transformation have you seen from doing this work alongside other women who have experienced trauma?
Well, I mean, most of my work before I came to this, to work and be part of your team, was group work. And in this work, in the groups that we've had in this program, it's the connection that you can have with women in a group. I kind of like, I think the other week in the group, it felt like a tribe, you know, this kind of female empowered in, you know, supporting one another, lifting, you know, holding women in a space, you know, it's holding each other, and it's in a such a beautiful way, in a really kind, nurturing way. And it kind of brings out, it brings out the generous love that we can offer to other human beings and other women. It's just so empowering and amazing to witness how that group can form in such a way that you understand one another probably more than you understand other people, you know, like in your life, you know, you might not know fully how many brothers or sisters they've got, but you know fully like their experience and their stories. You've seen them go through that emotion, and then you see them when they make those breakthrough moments, and you feel that with them, and you feel inspired by them, each other. I think that's something that's definitely come out from this recent group that I've been working, is like they're so inspired by one another that kind of supports their own story, that supports their own journey. So it's sharing the space with one another, that so that it kind of like you have to minimize your story, if anything, by sharing a space. It allows your story to have a space and a platform. Like it almost brings up that self-worth even more, because you've got other women that's validating the self-worth and validating your story and validating who you are as a human being. It's amazing, you know, it is incredible.
Especially because so many of the women who do step into the group program versus the one-on-one track, they are so scared. They're like, I don't want anyone to see me move, and I'm really self-conscious, and what if they judge me? And they, you know, these are all such normal feelings. But then what you're describing, and what I lead groups to in this work, is that there's all of that kind of falls off, not only because, no, I worded that wrong, primarily because you are creating that safe space. Like, you have such an amazing natural gift, Sarah, for creating that safe space where, yeah, there's that fear there, but it melts away through the work that you do, through the space that you hold, and the way that you bring these women together, and also the way that you do that in, you know, one-on-one. And that's ultimately the first thing that, you know, that needs to happen to do this deep healing work, especially alongside other women, because those are relationships too. And when there's no trust in, you know, from past relationships, or the fear of the judgment and all that, you inevitably you're going to bring that into the group, or at least have the impulse to bring all those fears into the group. But the way you hold a space is amazing and safe and powerful. And Sarah and I actually voice message almost every day. And in the last few weeks, I've been loving your messages of like, I don't know, it was just indescribable. I can't explain what just happened in the group, but it was amazing and magical. And I'm like, I don't even have to know. I know because I've led those groups as well. But as hard as it is to describe, I'm going to ask you or challenge you now to just, if you could give us an example of what that has looked like, all that you're describing about this, the work that we're doing with our clients in the small group setting.
It's hard. It is so hard because it's that feeling. It's that, you know, it's my job to create a safe held space for the group. And what happens by that example leads into, you know, we do this work. We can't do this work without being in a relationship. That's how we do this work. And
you mean a therapeutic relationship.
Yeah. And that's primarily what I would begin with in any group. It's like, that's the focus, is kind of building that therapeutic relationship. And that they feel that with me. So it's about my relationship with each client in the group. And then because I've given that example of what that should feel like, what that feels like, that then goes on to building a therapeutic relationship, as it were, between, or a relationship between the clients, each other. And that then creates an even bigger holding safe space. And it just, I do this move, I don't know, it's just this move that's there, and
unity. Most
unity. Yeah, well, that's a good word. Yeah, that's a good word. Unity. And I'm trying to think, I mean, you're going to ask me for a specific example, and I kind of like thinking of what that.
It's the challenge of doing this work in that deeply nonverbal space. It's like, how do we even bring it to words? But
yeah, I mean, I probably have to just pull on the recent session because it's so present in my mind, but being able to hold a space, show empathy. That's what happened yesterday. It was just so beautiful. It was really, you know, they all kind of was the time. I mean, this group's been formed. And so there was so much trust. There's so much safety. There's so much holding in that space. So we were working with that deep, raw emotion that was down, and it came up in such a way that, it's the words are like, I see you, like, I see what you're saying. I can hear you. I can feel you. And for the first time, some women have never been seen, never been heard, never been understood. And finally, you're in a place, in a group, where you're being seen and you're being heard and you're being understood. You don't have to justify your stories. You don't have to justify your feelings. You don't have to shove those feelings down deep somewhere else because no one's, you know, you've been told to feel that you're not a priority, and that everybody else's emotions and feelings should be first.
Mm.
You know, that's, you are valuable. You are allowed to be seen, and you're allowed to have a voice. And I think that's a kind of, have still given you an example, but I've definitely given you a kind of like,
what's coming up for me is what you shared, and this client shared with me last week, about attachment and having a huge breakthrough with that. And if perhaps you can share that without, you know, of course, identifying the clients, I think that would be awesome.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that was powerful in itself, in the sense that this client would I guess, run away from this feeling of connection and staying present. And this emotion that was coming up for her, she just wanted to disappear. And I could feel it. I can feel it in my body that she wanted to pull away and look away. And I kind of met her there, and I just kept my eyes on her, and my body was there with her. And in a way that was that she looked back and she smiled.
So in this moment, in you're in the session with her, and what's coming up is her usual pattern of hiding away, disconnecting, removing herself from the relationship to protect herself from rejection, which is, which was going on with her husband, but now in the relationship with you in session on the spot.
She was thinking, what happens when this, this ends? It was kind of bringing something up for her that she was
ends when the group, when the group is coming to an end soon, right?
Yeah. But this was a couple of weeks ago, and so she was feeling it already, that this was coming to an end, and pulling back away from this therapeutic relationship, because that's what her pattern would normally do, is just pull away. That's what her body usually tells her to do. And so encouraging and supporting her to kind of stay present with me in that relationship was so important. And she just had this new kind of like feeling of what it felt like to be in this in a safe, held relationship. And she moved with it. She moved through it. Like, she didn't run away. She stayed present. She stayed with me. She maintained more eye contact with me. And I mirrored her movement that she was doing and reflected that back to her. And she stayed with that relationship, and it felt, she had that release then came up. She really cried, and she really kind of had a moment. Like, it's just a little thing, but it was a massive, huge moment for her to experience what it felt like to stay present in a relationship and not run away.
Right. And the others joined her too, right? The others in the group.
Yeah, they stopped their movement
to be with her.
Be with her. And that wasn't initiated by myself. That just shows the sort of this movement that
solidarity.
I was doing. Unity in the space that they could witness and see, this is something I need to be with. And we need to be with her. And they paused their own sort of movement and kind of came in, and just for those few minutes, almost like this feeling of like a circle or a hug or a kind of a circle holding around her that made her feel safe.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know, you're right. It almost sounds too simple, but it was this huge breakthrough. And she came to me after and was like, oh, Ori, I get it. I had a huge breakthrough. I had a huge release. And she shared that in my free Facebook community, the Lasting Love Movement. And I'm just like so proud to shout it out loud. I'm like, look what I did. And it's like that shift she was really looking for and really felt it.
And there was that feeling afterwards, like she was really, like she was shocked, but she was also like, it was a moment to kind of feel really proud. Like, I did that. Like, I just did that, and it affirms that how capable we can be when we kind of take that step to work through our trauma and to work through our experiences. And we can take, you can work through this. And she just really felt that.
It's so powerful, because I know she was doing a lot of mindset work before, like specifically mindset coaching. And this is like, wow, which is like what all of our clients are like, wow, this is a totally new way of being, not just a totally new way of healing, but a totally new way of being. once you're in your body and you find that safety and you know how to navigate, even when things do come up in your life, even when, you know, there are disappointments or there are losses or big events that are difficult, it's like you are in your body. You now have that. I was going to say tool, but it's not a tool. It's a quality now that you have that is integrated within your existence that makes everything so much easier and more peaceful. And just last week, someone who's working with you currently was like, I've never felt this level of acceptance and peace within my body. And she was just two sessions in with you. It was amazing. And it's just amazing the work that you're doing, that we're doing. And thank you for sharing that, as hard as that was to describe. And I guess the last thing that I want to ask you is, I know this is going to be really hard, but if you could sum up or find one thing that either that has been the biggest lesson amongst the clients, that is the most common lesson amongst the clients that you've worked with so far, what do you think that is that you can just kind of say now to whoever's listening and even thinking about stepping into this work themselves?
Oh, I mean, there's so many lessons. There's so many. I should have thought about this before.
No, you asked me if you should answer before, and I was like,
I know, and I forgot what I was going to say. Oh.
Yeah, answer it on the spot.
What that's in my head is that freedom. You know, we feel so contained and controlled by our trauma that we think that it's always going to be there, and that it is, you know, and it's stopping us, and it is ultimately stopping us from moving forward. And when you do this program, you unlock that in your body and kind of, and freedom, you come to that place, and I want to do this big movement, and you feel you've got the tools is such a sort of not the right word, you know, it's more than that. It's like you say, it's the language within your body to know how to navigate and self-regulate in a situation that, you know, normally you would kind of fight against or run away from. It kind of opens up that window and expands your perception, like your understanding of like how you are in the world and how you want to respond and how you want to live, and give you choices of how to behave and choices of how you live your life. And it's just kind of opens up, I think. And a client did, you know, a lot, you know, this is kind of actually a movement that lots of it's this opening, like kind of being here. I want to say the word prison, but it is that kind of feeling of, oh, I need to, how do I shift this? How do I change this? And often clients will come and say, I really want to change this. I'm so ready to do this. And if, you know, and that's part of it, is making the commitment and having the courage to step forward and do this work. And then they, you know, does this
freedom. Mm-hmm. Freedom feels so good.
Yeah, feels so good.
Yeah, as someone myself personally, and you who knows what it's like to feel imprisoned in your body and in your trauma, to this place of being free and unapologetically you and just owning your shit, and like, yeah, like it feels good. Like there's a fire, right? We were just having supervision before this and use the word firecracker, right? Or firework, sorry, firework.
Yeah, firecracker.
Firecracker is my son who has red hair. But yes.
But yeah, it's true. It is that kind of, and I think that's the most that's the part as well, is that we understand this work. It's not something we've just learned and studied and now we're just kind of putting it into practice. It's like we know that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
We know what it feels like to feel in that place. and that journey. So
yes, the common thing that people really find, and yes, freedom ultimately. Beautiful. Yeah. Wow, thank you so much. Oh, this has been so amazing to talk about with you, and to I'm just so excited to share this now, because yeah, it's just so powerful, so powerful. So I want to say thank you so much, Sarah, for sharing yourself, for sharing the work that you're doing, and for doing this work. And I tell Sarah all the time, I'm like, I am just incredibly grateful to have you on my team, and to get messages constantly about like, I'm loving working with Sarah. Sarah's amazing. And this has been a life-changing experience, and you know, just so many good things that our clients have to rave about you, not just your English accent, by the way. But yeah, really appreciate you being here. And if anyone is interested in taking that step, committing to doing this work and working with Sarah or my team, then please book a free and obligation-free relationship review. And we will discern if this is the right work for you, the right next step for you to heal your trauma through your body and through movement in this way, so that you can really, really enjoy and thrive and put out your hand and not only accept love, but initiate that healthy, lasting love that you are wanting and so deserve. So depending on where you're watching, that link will be to the side above or below. Click the link to book a free call, and we are super excited to connect with you. And until then, we hope that you really believe and understand that you deserve to be able to let in healthy, lasting love. Bye.